Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. Hello, my friend. I'm Deb Boulanger. This is your ultimate guide to making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. And I'm literally jumping out of my skin here. I am so energized to share this series with you. And we're going to start today with this big picture of what's going on in the world. Why are so many women leaving the corporate workforce at the peak of their earning potential to start out all over again as an entrepreneur? And that's the conversation we'll be having today. I'm super interested in your take on this discussion. So feel free to shoot me an email or hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and post your reaction to this episode. So, entrepreneurship is the new feminist movement. To me, it is the great equalizer, the ultimate answer to breaking through the glass ceiling once and for all. It enables women to take control of their finances, freedom in how they spend their time, and also gives them the ability to make impact doing something that they really love, that makes an impact in the world. And if that's you, then you are in the right place at the perfect time. So just over 7 years ago, if we've never met each other, here's a little bit of background. Just over 7 years ago, I left my corporate career in product management and marketing to launch my own coaching business. And the truth is, I never expected to be an entrepreneur. It's not like I had this big dream of becoming a business coach and advisor to other women making the leap. I'm really an accidental entrepreneur. And somewhat of an introvert, so I had to learn some new skills in order to be successful running my own business. And that might be you too. What really happened is I got burnt out. I was stressed out. I was super successful. I had just built a new program for my company that I worked for 20 years, built a brand new product. I decided instead of being the product launch person and handed it over to a product manager, I really want to own this one. I wanted to test my own chops and could I really build it into something? So in a lot of ways, I was an intrapreneur, and maybe that's you too. So I decided to take this concept, create a product out of it, staff it, run it, and built it to $32 million in 30 months. And then I got burnt out. I was so stressed. I was tired of living on airplanes. I was tired of outsourcing motherhood to my nanny. I was tired of missing all of my son's soccer games and parent-teacher conferences. And I was exhausted. And truth be told, I was in my 50s and I was hitting menopause. And at the same time, my marriage started falling apart. And my mother's dementia started to get worse. And truthfully, I had to take a pause. And although I interviewed inside and outside my company, the truth is all the sexy assignments were going to young, up-and-coming, mostly male employees. And I wasn't getting a shot at those great opportunities that would really get my creativity going inside the company. And I remember having a conversation with my coach once. I had a health coach. And she said, Deb, you would be a great coach. And I didn't look at her. I was on the phone. So I said to her, are you crazy? Do you know how much money I make? And that was my biggest fear. And it might be your biggest fear too. How do I give up this corporate paycheck for the freedom, the flexibility, the no glass ceiling, the ability to do something I really feel passionate about, something that has a purpose, and replace my corporate paycheck. So that's what life after corporate is all about. The next few episodes are going to be about building that solid business foundation. What are the fundamentals of making this move from corporate leader to entrepreneur? How do you make a success out of running your own business without burning through your savings or being irresponsible to yourself or your family? So I had a lot of success under my belt. I had some serious chops in the corporate world. I had been in sales. I'd been in marketing. I developed products. I had marketed products. I had run a business operation responsible for a $32 million P&L. So I had a lot of success under my belt, and I had much more I wanted to contribute to the world. And I discovered I had a mission. But it wasn't a straight line to what I'm doing now. And if you're already in business and you've already evolved several times in your entrepreneurial journey, you'll know what I mean. So I started out actually as a health coach. I got my certification in health coaching. And the first thing I did was launch a group program. I remember it very well. It was called Feeding Your Freedom. And had great success and learned a lot about packaging and offering and having sales conversations and speaking from the stage and doing webinars and things that were brand new skills for me that I didn't learn in the corporate world because I was in business to business and this was very much business to consumer. Plus, it was an online platform. It was an online conversation. Although I met some of my clients in real life, most of the people I met were all over the country, from Canada, from Europe. And it required that I learn a whole new set of skills, as well as the technology underpinnings to leverage my time and build a solid operational infrastructure to support this new business. So started out health coaching and then realized that most of the health issues were mindset issues and leadership issues. So I transitioned to more life coaching, leadership coaching, relationship coaching. After I went through my own divorce, I also launched a program called The Great Do-Over, Rewrite Your Love Story. So my do-over wasn't a straight line. I kept doing over and doing over until finally when my son went to college and I was sitting with my journal and contemplating what's next, I realized that I had like 25 years of business behind me. And as I was going through all of these programs, these masterminds, these classes on how to build a killer marketing funnel and learning all these marketing techniques, sales techniques, how to speak and make an offer from the stage, I realized most of the women who were my colleagues in those programs were failing and they were burning through their savings and ended up bootstrapping themselves right back into a job. And I realized that I could do something about that. I knew how to solve that problem. So I combined the business fundamentals of launching programs and products and all of the new skills that I had learned in how to operate in this online world and how to leverage technology, how to be an effective speaker. And I combined those two together. It's like I threw my entire 25 years of experience in a washing machine and tumbled it around. And out came the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. And that's how I got to where I am right now, sitting in front of you. You're listening to me in this podcast and creating life after corporate. Because then I started talking to so many women who said, oh my God, I've got an idea. I'm not really quite sure it's a good one. Or I started talking to women who say, you know, I have a side hustle and I would love it for it to be my full-time gig. So that's why we're here, because entrepreneurship really is the new feminist movement. It allows you to be in control. You are the CEO, so you don't have to worry about moving your way up to the C-suite or competing or being the only woman around the table. You're already in the C-suite. And if you want more balance and a flexible work schedule, if you want to be around your kids, I got to be class parent for 11th and 12th grade, which gave me so much joy. A real tough time for kids when they're applying for colleges, they're taking standardized tests, and you know, a lot of stuff can go wrong. You can start hanging out with the wrong kids, doing the wrong things. So it gave me a lot of joy to be there and be able to contribute to my son's school. For me, it was also about reclaiming my life after getting a divorce in my late 40s and early 50s, starting my own company at the same time. It allowed me to focus on me, to focus on my nutrition and exercise and meditation. I started doing journaling and going on meditation retreats. And I got to see that I was thriving, my son was thriving, and just started reclaiming my life. And I saw I could make an impact on other people's lives, that I had something to contribute, and that they were living healthier, happier, more fruitful lives through the work that we were doing together. So being an entrepreneur is really the great equalizer. You're in control of your time. You're in control of your money. In later episodes, we'll talk about how money is like water and you're in control. It's a faucet that you turn on and make it flow. And I also realize it might not be right for everyone, but it could be right for you. And in the next episode, we're going to talk about the three different ways to see if entrepreneurship is right for you. Maybe you want to test the waters, as I like to say, see if there's water in the pool before you jump in. And that's totally cool as well, because entrepreneurship is really messy. You don't need to learn everything before you get started. So this will kick up all of the perfectionists out there who want to tie things up in a pretty bow and make sure everything's going to work ahead of time before you launch anything. It's not like that. Entrepreneurship is messy and it's hard. And when you're first launching, it does take a lot of effort and activity. But you don't need to know everything right now. It's better to get messy and learn from what doesn't work than get everything perfect from the start. So that's why I created the Launch Lab. It was how I took those 20 years of developing marketing and new services and applying that to the process of women who are making the leap from corporate to entrepreneur so that they had a path to follow. So right about now, you might be asking yourself, do I have what it takes? Will I be able to replace my corporate paycheck working for myself? And those are great questions. And in this series, we will be unpacking the answers to those questions so that you have a clear path forward to see if entrepreneurship is right for you. And I've just built out the next 6 months of episodes, and every series, first will be business foundations, then there'll be creating your product concept, finding your unique place in the marketplace, then there'll be how do I message around that? How do I price and package my services? How do I get out there and start promoting myself? How do I start getting new clients? So everything that I share with you in the Life After Corporate podcast will build on itself so that you start building a portfolio, a library of learning that will arm you with the necessary tools to be successful as you take this journey. So are you excited about that? I am super excited to take this journey with you. So for now, ask yourself, if everything were possible, how would you want to spend your time if you were selling your own services? And I say services, and I'm sure there'll be useful things to you here if you sell products. I don't sell products. I package my services as products because services are products too. So for now, ask yourself, if everything were possible, how would you want to spend your time if you were selling your own services? Do you have a big idea that keeps swirling around in your head? Is there some inequity in the world that tugs at your heart that you'd like to do something about? That's when you can see the first glimmer of the aspiring entrepreneur inside of you. But how can you test it and not end up burning through your savings and then being unemployable? That's a great question. So there are three ways you can take control of your career and income and test your big idea and see if entrepreneurship is right for you. You don't have to pack up your desk right now and say goodbye to your paycheck and find out that your big idea just isn't going to work. And that's what this series is all about, the success strategies for you to take the reins on your career now, and how you spend your time and how you earn your money. And how much you earn is up to you. I mean, building a lifestyle business is totally awesome. You don't have to have this big idea of building a multi-million dollar business. many and most of the 1,821 new businesses that are started every day by women are solopreneurs. They're single business owners, single consultant businesses. So as long as you can earn a living that makes you feel happy, that gives you ease and flexibility, enables you to travel and do the things that you want to do, then that's totally cool. You don't have to build a giant business. And there's no one right or wrong way to think about launching a business. It's really based on your values and your priorities for your life right now. In fact, it's a great idea that you do the legwork and test out your big idea on the side before you leave your corporate paycheck behind. Get clear on what would be your strategy, what would be your services, who's an ideal client for you and who's not, what will you offer? And it's a great time to test out a few concepts on the market that will give you advanced proof that you're on to something good. And by the way, you can't leave your job and expect to earn money right away and supplant your corporate paycheck. You have to have at least 6 months, and I would say 12 months to 18 months of money in the bank. So some of the strategies you might think of doing right now, or maybe taking out a line of credit. You don't have to use it, but it's available to you if you need it. Socking away your bonuses, socking away some extra cash out of every paycheck so that you have a cushion. The riskiest thing you can do is to walk away without a clear idea of how you're going to make money and without proof that people are going to buy what you're selling. And make no mistake, no matter how successful you have been in the corporate world or how good you are at connecting with people or sales or marketing, working for yourself without all of the resources that you have now is a whole different ballgame. Those who succeed to millions in revenue have had support in getting there. So make sure you have a business coach that's going to help you see the big picture, as well as to help you prioritize the steps that you need to take in order to get there. And be super wary of all the online courses out there that are going to promise you millions of dollars in results. It really takes hands-on support to build up to more $1 million or more in revenue. You can't take a course and suddenly get there. So once you decide to move forward, there'll be so many free trainings, online marketing courses, business schools that you can enroll in. They'll be popping up on your social media feeds. So be wary. I call it bright, shiny object syndrome. You can end up taking course after course after course and never end up earning enough money to be successful running your own business. So there's also something called doing the right things at the wrong time. And we're going to have a whole episode about doing the right thing at the wrong time, because all of those courses, all of that knowledge, all of that training is super helpful and important. However, if you don't have the basic business foundations, the basic business principles in place, you'll be wasting your time, wasting your money. You'll feel like you failed, and that'll have a negative impact on your confidence. And I want that for you. So go ahead and hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group. That's where I'm going to hold a safe container for you. You can be there. There's about 300 or 400 other women in there at this recording. And I provide some extra tips, extra advice. Some micro courses will be available in the Life After Corporate Facebook group, and you'll get some additional support over there. So hop over there now if you haven't done that already. And realize that you know enough. You already know enough. You don't need another certification. You don't need a branding consultant right now to build your website. You don't even know what to say on your website yet. So we're going to be working on that together. How to position yourself, how to stand out as a market of one, how to stand out from all the other coaches, consultants, trainers, speakers, authors, everyone out there who's vying for the same attention for the same ideal client. You need to have a unique value proposition, a unique voice, and I'm going to help you get there. So is entrepreneurship right for you? I have a cool guide for you to download at thegreatdoover.com/9. And that's where you can ask 9 questions of yourself and journal out your answers to see if entrepreneurship is right for you. Because entrepreneurship is the ultimate feminist movement. It is where you can take control of the money you make, how you spend your time, your ticket to the C-suite. You can be in charge. You get a seat at your table. And you need the skills to build a successful business from the start by getting the right foundations in place so that you don't burn through your savings. And I promise you, you will not end up in a box under a bridge. I will give you the step-by-step plan to take your skills, what you've worked decades at learning and achieving, and turn that into a profitable business. And I can't wait. See you in the next episode. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. Each month, I'll choose one lucky, aspiring entrepreneur to get a no-fee business breakthrough session with me. You will leave with a clear strategy and step-by-step plan to grow to six figures and beyond. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.